775-4448.
Cuban Americans can now go back to the homeland. I'll tell you about that. Even though the embargo still stands, shocker, a change in policy. A big-time egg roll at the Easter egg hunt. That would be at the White House a day after Easter. Phil Spector, in all of his specter, found guilty of second-degree murder, and he'll trade in his wacky hairdos for prison garb. I'm sure they're going to make him shave that head. And the Phillies lose a longtime announcer and a friend, Harry Callis. Harry K., one of the best in the business. We'll talk about announcers and do they make a difference when we talk in sports shorts. On that version of it anyway, here on America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show, relax, kick back. That other guy down the dial talking about conspiracy theories. Well, occasionally we talk about them, but that's not the focus of the show. It's water cooler buzz, baby, at its best. If you have ADD, you will love this show. This would be my worst fear. And I have flown on a few small planes. And I'm always assured, hey, don't worry, it's totally safe. I'm not one of those superstitious people anyway. If it's your time to go, I think it's stamped on your forehead when you're born, and there's not much you can do about it. But what a shaky, scary moment this would be because your family's involved. Check this out. This guy named Doug White and his family had just, you know, taken off. They were in Tampa, Florida. It was a smooth deal down the runway, excited. They're going through the clouds, and all of a sudden, the pilot leans over. They're in a twin-engine plane, basically tilts his head, makes a bizarre kind of a guttural sound, is how it was described, and died. He was unconscious, but later was found to be dead. So now you got this guy, Doug White, and his family on the plane. He has a pilot's license, but he has never flown a plane, at least one of the size that he was in. So he gets on the radio and says these things. Listen to this.
Are you using the autopilot or are you flying the airplane?
May the good Lord hand fly in this 9 Delta Whiskey.
Okay, very good. Thank you. 9 Delta Whiskey, are you a licensed pilot?
No time, single engine land, 9 Delta Whiskey.
Okay, very good.
I got buzzers going off here, gear control or something, I don't know.
Okay, sir, in that case, just level off when you're comfortable, and I'll get you an answer on that in just a moment.
Got a light blinking on the pilot's panel. It says AT disc. What's that mean, AT disconnect or something?
Hey, we're getting that information right now. They're listening to you. Sounds good. You're right on the money. You're lined up for the runway. So altitude, your discretion. You can proceed visually, and just let me know when you have the gear and the flaps down.
All right, gear going down.
Man, is that incredible? What he did was, and it was that focus thing, you know, kind of like Sully did, the captain who landed the plane in the Hudson. Of course, this is an experienced pilot, and we're talking about a ton of people on a commercial airliner. Well, this guy had about 150 hours, logged about 150 hours, but as he said, not in that kind of plane. He turns to his wife, he's got two daughters, teenage daughters on the plane, and just says, start praying hard. So you can imagine what that was like. He lands the plane, you heard it right there, was coaxed, and you heard that part, through that whole ordeal by the air traffic controllers, who described exactly what he had to do to bring the plane down. And then the pilot died, but somehow he managed to land this plane, to have the presence of mind to just to do that. Wow. And they were on their way home from Marco Island, and they had just been there for a sad deal. They were there for some kind of funeral. And here he was in this plane, had just gotten had his pilot's license or something for a while, but hadn't flown for something like 18 years. That's how long it had been. So, you know, like that whole thing about getting on the bike and riding again. Well, getting on the bike is one thing, but flying in a plane after 18 years and being able to do that, I mean, all the credit in the world to this guy for being able to have the presence of mind to figure out a way with the air traffic controllers to pull it down. Just flew it by hand, navigated it through, landed, and on the ground, because who knew it was going to happen? You got that's the traditional thing anyway. You have fire trucks, EMTs, they're just waiting there. And then you have the medical examiner because you have the dead pilot on the plane trying to figure out what happened to this guy. There's something to that. When you get on a plane and there's a pilot there. Yeah, anybody here a pilot? Could you fly this plane? Could you land it? Of all the situations, do you think if you were in that situation, you could do that? Well, I can tell you. I mean, I think most of us would kick and claw and try to figure out a way to do it. I mean, we'd try to figure out a way, but at least he had some experience. When you have no experience, it'd be an awful thing. So I think that's the wildest story of the day. We're in trouble. And he had the lingo down. Did you notice that? Whiskey, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't even know the lingo. Hey, I'm screwed. I'm in the air. I have no idea what to do. The pilot is passed out. I think he might be dead. What do I do? But he had that down. So he landed. So kudos to him. You know, we have a live audience here for America tonight. We might have some applause. Donovan sometimes tells them to keep it down. But if they're kind of jacked up on top, oh, there they are. Oh, yeah. Donovan is manning the controls and doing such a fine job. He doesn't want everybody getting out of control, so he's telling them to keep it down in the audience. You know, sometimes they have those warm-up acts. It's like when you go to The View, that estrogen-laden show, all the women. So they have some, and I bet you, I don't know that they have a female, like they might have a guy, but he comes out and then he gets them all riled up and ready for the show. So that audience that I carry around with me, kind of a mix between a golf audience and the Price is Right audience, sometimes when we give them enough free coffee, they are right on the money. How about this, as I mentioned in the headlines, because I wanted to jump in with the thing to Cuba. This is a big reversal in policy. If you know anybody who's escaped Cuba, however they managed to do it, and the hard feelings that are there from the Castro regime, Obama is now saying he's allowing Americans to make unlimited trips and money transfers. See, I thought it was one time a year, but unlimited trips and money transfers to family in Cuba. That's a huge, huge change in policy. Since the communists have run this little island nation, you're talking, I don't think that it's, I bet you it's been 50 years since that's happened. And basically, it was just an announcement by the presidential spokesperson who threw it out there and said, hey, the president wants to see greater freedom for Cuban people. So this was one way to open up the flow of information, and it's a little step we're taking here. And I guess that, if you think about it, that would lessen Cubans' dependence on the Castro regime. So will that lead to political freedoms there? Is there a method in this madness? Because you do know that there's about, close to almost 2 million Americans that have relatives in Cuba that turned to communists back in 59. That's when Castro took over. And, of course, you can imagine, like, Republican Senator Mel Martinez, who we're going to try to get on this show. And in fact, we probably will get him on the show either later this week or next week. He's saying the travel announcement is great news for Cuban families separated because of that lack of freedom. And that's a ton of money. And what is this going to do with the money and the goods? Think Cuba will ever become democratic? Is this the path to freedom for them? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you on ATN.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, seed vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Here on America Tonight, we're talking about a couple of different things. I think you could have landed a plane if you had to, if you were stuck in that situation. Like I said, probably all of us would try. Luckily, this guy had some training, but what a scary moment that is. Man, oh, man. I think he'll get back in the plane and fly again, because he just had sort of started to learn how to fly. Of course, it was a different kind of plane that he was flying. And trust me, there's a big difference between the various single engine, double engine, you know, twin engine rather, and sizes of planes. But that's a happy story that they were able to land, because it's sad that the pilot died and there they are stuck in the air. The other thing we're talking about, of course, or that I mentioned anyway, Cuba and the fact that now these restrictions have been lifted, and it's going to change a lot. I think that there is something to this. All of a sudden, you're going to have this travel, and trust me, you're going to have a lot of travel, because there are plenty of people that will go back to see their family members, knowing they can go there now, not for fear that they'll have their passport taken away or some other thing. I think that people don't realize how bad, especially in the early years, it was under the Castro regime, where people had houses marked with X's if they said anything political, of course, because it's not a democracy, it's a dictatorship, no matter what Castro says, and you're lining up for rice and everything else, and then you're basically being told what you can do for a living. If all of a sudden you've got this freedom group going back and forth, when I say freedom group, people who have those freedoms and live in Miami and other parts of the country, because certainly all the Cuban Americans don't live in Miami, a ton do, but they live in other places, and they go back to see the relatives, and they're bringing things back and forth, and they're sending money. It might really flip those attitudes, and since we know that Raul is really pulling the strings, things could loosen up on that island. Will it ever be a democracy? Because that ultimately is the hope for so many of those folks who escaped there and now see what the American dream is like. That would be their dream for Cuba and their family members. I don't know that in my lifetime we'll ever see a democracy, but things could soften there anyway, which would be better for the way of life for those that are still in Cuba. You know, in Cuba, they still have, you know, the cars they drive are like cars from the 50s. It's like walking back in time, I was told by a journalist who went over there for a baseball story. Mm, crazy. Be interesting to go there and see what it was like. But now with the travel, I mean, now with that being lifted, like I said, that certainly could change some things. If you have some thoughts on that, you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or call us at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. In the first hour, I was talking about guns and the fact that we've recently seen these rash of shootings, and then, of course, there's the call for the anti-gun folks to get guns off the street and the push to get rid of lock and load, and people shouldn't be armed in their houses and concealed weapons and down the line, and then the pushback from the NRA talking about the fact that our Constitution guarantees that we do have the right to bear arms, and what's that interpretation, and are we going to see a change of that? There is certainly a fear, as I saw in my conversations earlier today, in looking for this 9mm ammunition, which, by the way, John emailed me on americatonight.net. John says, Kate, I loved your story. I was cracking up. I would love to see you in a Walmart asking about 9mm bullets. I did. And sure enough, like I was told, you have to basically get there lucky, be lucky, and get there on a day at 8 o'clock in the morning when they happen to get a little bit of the supply in and they stock it. And if you're the first person, you have the chance for a second, whatever, of getting the bullets, because now we see that there's a run on guns and ammo in the United States. So obviously somebody's scared, somebody's worried about the guns being taken away. So you want to talk about old arguments that are still present-day tugs of war. What are they? Abortion, gay marriage, gun rights. Whether we should have guns in the United States or not. I mean, Michael Moore made a movie about it. Anybody see that Michael Moore movie? Think of Bowling for Columbine. I was back in New York and saw it, and of course in New York it got rave reviews. A lot of people completely dead set against guns, and you can't carry guns in New York City. And since I'm a person who's lived in both places, New York, Texas, California, I've been on both sides of this, all sides of this, and I've seen crimes that have ended in a better way when somebody was armed. I know I talked about this probably about a month ago, where somebody came into a Burger King, I think it was, in Miami, and they were going to shoot somebody, had a gun, the whole thing, you're going to stick them up or whatever it was, and somebody had a gun, poof, poof. The guy went down, and nobody in the Burger King was shot. And I guess this has been, geez, almost 15 years. There was a horrible story. And everybody's got these stories. In every state, they have these stories, but various versions of it, maybe not as bad. But there was a Luby's in Texas where some nut job opened fire. And a woman that was there had a gun in her truck and was meeting her parents. Her parents were killed. And she said if she had had her gun on her, she felt she would have been able to take the idiot out. So there, like I said, there's all sides to this argument. But because I'm about the Constitution and protecting a lot of those rights that are in there, and you can make the argument about the times are different and everything else, and because I truly believe in the conversations that I've had, I think that taking the guns away is not going to take away the criminal element. It may make it worse. And then the black market for the guns will just go crazy. I mean, just go crazy. Look, Mexico, they're blaming us for all the guns they have in Mexico. Now, imagine if there were really, really tight laws across the board and nobody had gun ownership. What would that mean for the United States? Think about it. Got another
hit here. Say hello to my little friend!
Yeah, say hello to my little friend. I got another hit here, and this one's from Sandra. She said, thumbs up, girlfriend. I'll take you to the shooting range anytime. Have you seen me shoot a gun? Last time I went, somebody took me skeet shooting. In fact, it was a Texas Ranger, one of the baseball players. They were having some charity thing, invited me out. And you're all going to laugh, and I can't believe I'm saying this on the air, but I thought, man, it's not, what's the big deal? I play golf and I play tennis and, you know, whatever, and I have family that hunt, and I'm not a stranger to being around guns. But for some reason, I didn't want to tuck the butt of the gun up against my shoulder because everybody kept telling me, watch for the kickback, watch for the kickback. So it was in my head that I was going to go sailing over if I had that gun up against me. So I held it out away from me. What a disaster. Of course, I didn't hit any skeet, but I ended up with the biggest bruise you can imagine. I think my entire arm was yellow. And you guys know what I'm talking about. And I thought for sure, oh, I've got a dead eye. I know I'll be able to do this. I've done archery before. And I think that was so planted in my mind. But that goes with what I was saying before. If you have guns and you clean them, take care of them, go to the shooting range, know how to work them. And this is the thing. If you're going to have a gun, you have to know how to use a gun, and you have to be willing to use the gun. That's where sometimes I think people get into trouble. All right, this is a breaking story and a follow-up to something that we talked about the other night on America Tonight that struck a chord with many of you because I got a lot of emails after the show. But now they're saying in San Francisco, prosecutors are saying they might include rape and molestation in this murder charge against the Sunday school teacher who's suspected of killing that 8-year-old that she stuffed into a suitcase. Yeah, Melissa Huckabee, picked up just before the weekend on suspicion of kidnapping and murdering that 8-year-old Sandra Cantu. Just terrible. You see those shots of her? She's skipping along. There's a video camera that happened to catch her. And they haven't filed these formal charges yet, but they know they're going to. And what they're saying is it could include the special circumstance of rape with a foreign object, lewd and lascivious conduct with a child, and murder in the course of kidnapping. What do you think should be done to this woman? Does this not make you just physically ill? A Sunday school teacher. You tell your kids to watch out for this person, that person, and this woman is teaching Sunday school, is friendly with the child's mother, is there for these vigils and acting like she was concerned. Now, here's the interesting part. The district attorney's office hasn't determined whether they're going to seek the death penalty. Are you kidding? Let me ask you, America, should they seek the death penalty? Overwhelmingly, I'm going to say yes, 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 and I think most of you would say the same thing. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, ATN.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
All right, so it's time to bring out the dungeon here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you for 4 big hours live, as always, here on these airwaves from coast to coast. I know it's a new number for everybody, and I'll just keep saying it till everybody gets used to it. I got a note here from Jake, who listens to us. He's been with us from day one on KJCE in Austin, and he said, what's that number again? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Like I said, we're going to bring out the dungeon, and I'm going to give you a couple of options of who we could throw in the dungeon. And I'm going to give you the list in a second here, including this crazy Melissa Huckabee. I mean, it's sad, obviously. She's mentally ill. You can tell that. And I'm worried they're going to do the insanity defense thing. And I'm worried they're not going to seek the death penalty. And frankly, I just can't see that why they shouldn't go for the death penalty. Because I think of this 8-year-old girl disappearing and the massive search that ensued for her, all the postings that were out, all the people that scoured the area, including this woman, knowing full well what she had done to that little girl and stuffed her in a suitcase. And you think of this 8-year-old. And I've seen the photographs now a couple of different times, the long hair, the big, I said this the other night, the big brown eyes. And I can't imagine being the mother of that child. And first of all, going through the whole kidnapping, missing thing. And then finding out that Sandra Cantu was the girl. And then finding out that a woman that you trusted, a Sunday school teacher, did this heinous thing, allegedly, did this heinous thing to your daughter. Beyond beyond comprehension. Evil things happen in life, yes. People do stupid things. People flip out. We know all that. But when you think of an innocent life, it's one thing, adults, a crime of passion. Not that I would excuse that. But to think of an eight-year-old girl and the trusting nature of kids, and especially when they're told not to talk to strangers, but not the Sunday school teacher, not the homeroom teacher, not the priest or the pastor or anybody like that, and then this happens. And you know darn well that was the deal she was trusting. So I'm going to say that Melissa is on my list. This Melissa, can't even remember her name. I'm just so sick about the story. I actually tried to get the DA to come on the show tonight, but of course they can't in the middle of this. But anyway, Melissa Huckabee would be one of the people on my list, the Somalia pirate idiots and their threat to attack the United States. They would also be on the list. And then Norm Coleman. Norm, what are you doing? You might as well back away from this fight now. They're going to have another appeal while the people of Minnesota float around with just one senator. Give me a break. Give me a break. All right, so if you're trying to get through to the show, you can do that pretty easily. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. As always, a lot of things that we're talking about here. We have Dana listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Dana.
It's Jana, Kate.
Oh, Jana. How are you, Jana?
Pretty good.
I'm glad you found me. The 800 number, a lot of people are having a hard time with that. They're not used to it.
I listened to you last night, and I was listening to you tonight. I wanted to ask you if this thought had crossed your mind, and I'm not trying to excuse this Huckabee woman at all because I think she's god-awful, but do you think there's any chance she might be covering for her grandfather?
That he was perhaps he was the one who did the act and not her. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that to me because I went through the list when I was trying to get somebody on to talk about it, someone from the DA's office. And I went through the list of the people possibly connected just in the little brief things that I had read and seen. And I don't, you know, she volunteered as a school teacher. Her grandfather is the pastor. So I would hope that's not the case. Nobody's really commented. Nobody's thinking that there's some cover up here. They're thinking, because remember, they're talking about this object that was used on the girl. I think it, yeah. I think it traces back to her, and I think it's very, very depressing. You think of an eight-year-old girl when you don't want to burst that bubble around a kid, and to have that happen is, oh man.
Yeah, I was just physically sick when I heard it.
Same thing with me. I'm tired of these little girls getting kidnapped and abusive, horrible things happening, found in trash bins and in suitcases and heinous things happening to them. And the poor mothers left wondering, you know, what did I do? Did I make a mistake? Did I turn my back? I left them. And look, in this case, you're with the Sunday school teacher or you're at Sunday school or you think, mm-hmm. Would there be a safer place? And if I'm a mother, I'm not thinking that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to say, Jana, I'm going to put her up for the dungeon. I said you could throw in either the pirates, this woman, the Sunday school teacher, or Norm Coleman, because I think he needs to back away from that fight.
Another thing I was happy to hear was Phil Spector was found guilty.
Yeah, and then that's dragged out, too. We've gone through this for 6 years, do you believe it?
No, I'm glad that's over.
And, Jana, they're still talking about an appeal, of course, but I'm glad it's over, too.
Okay, you have a good night.
All right, Jana, thanks for the call and finding us, too, on our 800 number. All right, so the new 800 number, again, is 800-259-5791. Wow, longtime listener, good pal of ours, Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Shanky told me that they were switching out. I didn't realize they're switching producers, too, huh?
Yeah, so it's a brand new ball game. But Shanky Legs and I are still doing some stuff together, so he's good. He said to say hi.
Well, keep us up on how he's doing, so.
I will.
Let us know if he ever meets that perfect tutors girl, okay?
You got it.
Anyway, some pretty wild stuff all over the weekend. By the way, I made it to the game.
Oh, how was the game? I don't remember what happened with Oakland.
They left 15 guys on base. Mr. Holliday, who of course they got from the Colorado, who came up three times with base loaded and did nothing.
Wow.
And they lost 5-4 to the Mariners, and then they got swept by them. And then they beat the snot out of the Red Sox tonight. So go figure, right? So
yeah, of course. And you weren't there. That's too bad. That's cool that you got to see them, though, anyway.
Yeah, you know, and it was the opener, so the stadium was almost full, I guess you could say. But the funniest part, I thought, was is we looked up all of a sudden, and there was this sign flying overhead, and it was the googly eyes with the money, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And, you know, that was the first time I'd been like, hey, look who's watching me, right? No.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, but on, as of the events, I got the idea that when this hostage crisis was going on in Somalia, the pirates, you know, off the coast there in the Indian Ocean, it didn't surprise me. You remember seeing the movie Blood Diamonds with Leonardo, right?
Yep.
And Jimon Hansu, and then of course most of the film is about him trying to get his son back from these warlords / drug pushers, whatever they are, you know. And so it didn't surprise me that after it was said and done, they found out that all of these gunmen were teenage kids, you know. And that's the saddest thing that, you know, is going over there. Some of these kids are just—they're not even getting a chance to start life. I mean, they're either starving to death, you know, diseases, you know, they're born with AIDS, you know, or then by the time they're 8 or 10 years old, they're being trafficked into these thugs, these gangs,
right?
You know, and these warlords. And I mean, it's pathetic when you hear that Somalia doesn't even have an acting government right now. It's just lawlessness. And we saw that a little bit back when, you know, Black Hawk Down, when we were there, and,
mm-hmm.
and how they treated our people. But I'm just kind of wondering, at that time, there was no incentive for us to, you know, do what we've done in Iraq, nation building, you know, make sure that the place didn't turn to the way it is in Somalia. And I don't know. You know, this is when you just step back and you want to just dissolve the United Nations, you know, because you just sit there and say, hey, you idiots, just don't got, you know.
They have no teeth. They have no, Don, I just said this again about North Korea. They make all these sanctions, which, okay, that's fine, and then they never follow through. That's just threats, idle threats. It doesn't, so the organization, to me, you're right. If they're not going to follow through other than throwing out these threats, then what good is it?
Well, what was it, 19 resolutions against Saddam?
Yeah.
During the years after they let him stay in. You know, Schwarzkopf wanted to go get him. He was hours away from getting him, you know, and we'll call a truce, and administer the, you know, law or whatever, and negotiate with him. It is the majority of the UN is just a bunch of passive wimp countries who Barack Obama runs over and apologizes to all over in Europe saying, I'm sorry, we've been so hard-nosed. And you know why? Because if we just step back and act like them, this whole planet's going to turn to lawlessness, you know?
Somebody has to man up. Somebody has to man up. And it, like we say this all the time, Don, you and I are totally on the same page. If we could all have sing kumbaya and all be in love with each other and not have any problems, then great. But it just does not happen. You have years and years of hard feelings and religious wars, and it's just not the world.
Hey, one last question. This Lana Clarkson, the one that Phil Spector shot, thank God they finally got a decent jury over in California to hear that there is some justice there. But is she Patricia Clarkson's sister?
No, she isn't. I mean, that's actually an interesting question. Don, we got to fly. Thanks for the question. But no, they're not related at all. But a couple of people thought there was a connection to just the last name. But other than that, no. Hey, we got sports shorts on the flip side. You can weigh in, too, here on America Tonight.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a 3rd absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Captain, my captain, steering the ship here on America Tonight. Donovan Mattson doing a great job. Yeah, I like that tunage. He's pulling out some good ones, mixing up that rotation. I'm sure the audience appreciates it. Hey, I said we were going to pull out the dungeon, which we will here in just a second. Coming up, we have sports shorts. One of my childhood, idols. I don't want to say idol, but somebody who kind of got me involved in sports, the longtime voice of the Philadelphia Phillies as a kid. I mean, I was a huge Phillies fan, and even as an adult, even traveling around, the greatest thing ever was when XM had baseball because you could listen to the calls, and Harry Callis, for 4 decades, the voice of Philadelphia, he died in the booth. What a way to go, where he would have wanted to be, because forever that was his love. So anyway, more about Harry Callis and some other sports and some other things that happened in sports. But first, the dungeon, no doubt. I've got 3 emails here, one from Flip, one from John, and one from Bill. All 3 basically different reasons, but say throw the, I can't even say what they're saying, throw the biatch in the dungeon. And that would be the woman who hoodwinked everybody in this small town outside of San Francisco as being the nice school teacher lady who a lot of the children embraced anyway. This 28-year-old Melissa Huckabee ended up, she stuffed an 8-year-old girl in her body in a suitcase. The little girl's name was Sandra Cantu. The town just shocked, couldn't believe that she's being accused of this. They had this massive search, pictures everywhere. People were talking about it, and everybody was in on this to try to help. And so here's what happened. They found a suitcase, and the suitcase was found by farm workers during a draining that they were doing at an irrigation pond a few miles away from her house. And this Huckabee lived with her grandparents just a stone's throw away from the little girl. The little girl was actually a playmate of Huckabee's five-year-old daughter. Now, this is where it gets really awful, too. So you think of the families destroyed by this. This woman, who now is going to go to at least prison at the very least, could be get the death penalty, has a five-year-old daughter who played with the other little girl. And police don't have many details that they're releasing. They're piecing this together. They're not saying how or why or where she was killed. But they're talking about sexual assault allegations. You heard Janet call in, and she was asking would the grandfather be part of this. But I don't think so. They're saying with a foreign object, lewd and lascivious conduct. That's what they're saying the rape was with the child in this whole course of the kidnapping thing. So here's what the deal is. She's eligible. A conviction on any of this, what they call special circumstances, would make Huckabee eligible for the death penalty or life in prison without parole. The district attorney's office hasn't decided whether they're going to seek the death penalty or not. Here's what I'm going to say to the district attorney's office. Seek the death penalty. Sad for the five-year-old daughter of this crazy woman, but what do you say to the family of the other little girl? Who trusted the woman that lived down the street? The kids played together. It's the perfect scenario. Nobody's thinking that anything's going to happen here. So let's pull out the dungeon, Donovan, and throw her in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Maybe I'm watching too much of the Tudors and Henry VIII, but I'll tell you what, he was a barbarian. But when they got it right, they got it right. And in this case, I think the death penalty is what the DA needs to call for here. We'll see how this all plays out, because I'm sure there's more sordid, horrible details that will become available eventually. All right, on to sports shorts, because we got to lighten the load on this show. So serious, so heavy. Harry Callis, you might not know him as the Phillies announcer because you didn't grow up in Philadelphia or hear him call a baseball game, but he was also the voiceover guy for NFL films. So if you watched any football at all, I guarantee you would have seen a little bit or heard a little bit anyway of his work. Since 71, he was the guy behind, one of the guys anyway, behind the mic for the Phillies. I mean, what he would say, out of here, that was his deal. I mean, out of here is a forever call, absolutely. When the Phillies won their second World Series title last fall, Callis, who pretty much only called the middle three innings on the radio, was in the booth for the last out of the clincher, and he joined the celebration on the field and all that sort of stuff. So maybe a good time to go if you think about it. He was 73. He was in the booth getting ready for a game. The Phillies, by the way, won. They beat the Nationals 9-8. And they were at Nationals Park. And he was getting, like I said, he was getting ready. He was prepping. He was doing, jotting down the Phillies lineup so he could help call the game. And about a half an hour later, they found him in the booth, the Phillies director of broadcasting. They took him to a local hospital, and he was pronounced dead. So his voice will live on forever because it's certainly on film, and anybody who's listened to NFL films will know that. But the same thing as well for the Philadelphia Phillies. He survived by his wife and three sons. In fact, his son Todd is a broadcaster for the Tampa Bay Rays. And I know that some of you can relate to this. If you're listening to me in Iowa, if you're listening to me in Chicago or Connecticut or California, and you're a fan of a sport and you have a long-time announcer, It's like a long time anything because we live in such a world of change. You know, you want to see the same anchor man or woman. It's just somebody you grew up with, you get used to. And he was somebody I grew up with, and he was somebody I got used to. He was a guy who graduated from the University of Iowa, for all of you listening to us, in Ottumwa in the late 50s. He had a degree in speech, radio, and TV. He went into the Army after he graduated, and then he became sports director for a Hawaii radio station and did broadcast games. See, everybody starts somewhere. He did broadcast games for the Hawaii Islanders of the Pacific Coast League and the University of Hawaii. And then he was a member of the Astros broadcast team and then ended up with the Philadelphia Phillies. But, man, a beloved, beloved man. There was another death in the world of sports, too. And some of you may recall this pitcher who had a wild hairstyle but also was fun-loving. And he really muddled hitters for a long time. He died at 54, Mark the Bird Fidrich. And he had, I guess, they found him dead on his farm. He had some kind of an accident. As I said, he was just 54 years old. They found him beneath a dump truck, and it looked like he was working on the truck, so something must have happened there, so that's sad. When I think of him, I think of, like I said, the wild hair, and I think of, I guess I want to say probably later in his career with the Detroit Tigers. He was only five seasons in the majors, and it was with the Tigers, obviously, and you see those pictures of him, and it's crazy. He reminds me of a couple of other pitchers. Although he wasn't as fun-loving, there was a pitcher named Mitch Williams for the Phillies, and he was more the heart attack pitcher. I don't know that Fidrich was a heart attack pitcher, but he was very, very popular in the time that he played. Injuries, I think, really got the best of him. Otherwise, he might have stuck around in the game a lot longer. And do you believe it? We actually have baseball action. I mentioned the Phillies knocking off Washington, thank goodness, 9-8, because they had that shocker. Los Angeles annihilating San Francisco 11-1. Can you tell I love the National League? Tampa Bay did justice over New York 15-5. I say that's justice. I'm not a huge Yankee fan. I know there's probably some people out there cringing. I used to do sports in New York, and I would have so many Yankee fans that would call me and say, why don't you like the Yankees? I don't understand. You know, the Yankees are like the Dallas Cowboys. They're the team you either totally love them or you love to hate them. There's no in-between. Those two teams, you know, whether you're talking baseball or whether you're talking football, have certainly that in common. Despite some of the heavy, heavy things that we often talk about here on America Tonight, remember, folks, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Keep riding that carousel and reaching out to try to grab the brass ring.
Long drive into deep right center field. This ball is out.